But having worked with people, worked various jobs, you know, I sold newspapers back. This paper that Gary is editing right now, it was a weekly. Mm-hmm. Called the Chronicle Star back then days, and it come out once a week, and I used to sell those papers for a nickel. And for every two papers that you sold, well, they'd give you one, you know. And
that was when all ran, or?
That was about, it was after off that then went to the post office, you see. And there was a fellow by the name of that was editor of the paper. And I sold the newspapers, and of course, it was usually on a, if the people liked you and you could get along with them, you know what I mean, and got there first, that's where my speed come in, you know, my size. I could outrun the fatter boys and such as that. And consequently, why I had a gift of gab, I used to enjoy talking to the older people, and I found out by treating them with respect, yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, and such as that, why it paid dividends, you know. Mm-hmm. But I've often thought with today's recorders and all, some of the stories that I wished I could have taped back then, you know. And because I used to just sit for hours and listen to those people tell the old tales, you know, about the herbs and such as that, different medicines. In fact, one time when I was about 2 years old, now this has been told to me by my mother, something happened. In other words, I got sick, and they carried me from Mobile, New Orleans, and they more or less give up on me. And that was along about the era when they were getting away from herbs and medicines, and doctors were coming in, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And the young wives, while they were a little bit reluctant to believe in the old wives' tales, you know. But as a last resort, why my I believe it was my great grandmother, which was my mother, my mother's grandmother. She talked my mother into letting her mix up a concoction out of herbs, you know. And like I said, this in desperation, why, she said, go ahead, you know. And as a result of that, in a matter of a few days' time, she said I was just like a new child, you know. Mm-hmm. More or less, I guess you would say it saved my life. But anyhow, I can remember after I got up in life, I remember one time I was working on a laundry truck. It's the only thing I could find to do. I was long in 49. Shipyard had closed down, you know, temporarily, and I took a job on the laundry truck. I was working from 5:30 in the morning to 9, 10 o'clock at night trying to make it.
Yeah.
And I just got in such a rundown condition, wow, I just felt terrible. And there was an old colored lady, and she lived out on Victor Street. And I knew that she made herb medicine, you know. And anyhow, I went to see her and got to talking with her, and she told me, she says, I got something that'll fix you up. And she gave me a bottle of this herb medicine. I don't know what was in it. I do know this. I do know that it had some dried apples.
What'd you call those?
Huh?
Snits or?
It was